Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Casualty.
Learn how to smile in my late 20s. Oh, man. I have found out recently that apparently I not only grind my teeth in my sleep, but also slam them together. Like, bite down really hard. So I was like, I probably have to get a night guard now.
Yeah,
that's
my mom
what I
had
did.
To. Yeah.
I have almost no back teeth. Oh, right. We have started.
We've started?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Perfect.
Cool.
Yeah, but do you have a night guard?
I chewed through it, and I need to get a new one.
Are you a rat?
basically, yeah. Nice. No, like, literally, my back teeth are almost totally gone.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm already missing one of my back teeth, and it's really not a big problem for me at all in my life. The one that's visible is embarrassing. I'm missing multiple teeth.
I can't see.
This one right here.
Oh, yeah.
That guy on the side that I would like to get a gold tooth.
That's what I'm saying.
That's you.
I want to kickstart. I have an idea. I want to either kickstart my gold tooth or my vasectomy, and I haven't figured out which one I want to do yet.
Why not combo them?
Yeah.
One and one, together, just to get me all figured out. But I feel like a gold tooth is kind of a vasectomy already. No one is going to want to have a kid with you while you have a gold tooth.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on his personality.
I mean, here's the thing. My personality is great. It's wonderful. People like being around me. Always invite me to things.
Oh, this just got real sad.
Love getting an evite. Oh no, if people ask me to do something, I say make it an evite. Send it to me in an email. That's how I want to be invited to things.
Are people still using those?
Evite? That's how I invite people
real
to things.
Real people?
I'm sure.
Aunts and uncles. I feel like that's all my
come
evites.
To the craft fair that I'm putting on or whatever they
like,
do.
Come on.
Craft fair.
Come on, I fuck. I'm not going to a craft fair. All right? But then after a while, you're like, man, I could probably have fun at a craft fair.
Yeah, they're super fun. You think it's going to be terrible, and you're like, people are so creative with walnuts.
I used to love, sand art at a fair. You just go there and pour a bunch of different colored sands into a bottle.
Yeah.
And then you have the bottle.
Yeah,
and by the time you get home, you're just shaking it.
Yeah, it's just brown. Yeah. You're like, well, it was fun, and now it's just sits here.
Yeah, just tchotchkes?
Tchotchkes. I feel like we're going to find out one day soon that tchotchke is some kind of slur.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to use it anymore.
You start using it as one to just confuse people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to still use it.
Get out of the way, you tchotchke.
No, you definitely can't say that.
The thing you get at crafts, craft fairs, they know.
You tchotchke.
I love slurs. Using them is fun. People don't...
You know, too many of my podcasts are taking this weird turn with that.
No, here's the thing. It's never been a turn. Everyone knows.
Yes.
This is the number one Christian right-wing men's rights activist podcast. Was there another
one? There's at least one.
I feel like there was
more.
another superlative for the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're
I don't know.
Christian men's rights activist.
All right. Yeah, we're
all right. I think it was alt right.
Yeah.
Did I say?
Oh, yeah.
I said right wing, but it definitely was alt right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and we also don't jerk off anymore. We're no fap now.
I'm off board. I'm sorry. I can't listen. I was on board till this point.
Want to get into no fap?
I've tried that. I've actually tried that.
To not jerk off?
Back when John Mulaney was like, I'm trying this thing. I was like, I'm going to try it too as a woman. And it just it didn't do anything.
I did once when I went on tour with my old band, I was like, we went on tour for 3 weeks and I was like, I'm not going to jerk off. The entire time. And I didn't, and I was just mad. I was just mad for a long time.
They're like, why does Mike suck?
I mean, there's a lot of, even on the tours where I would be jerking off, people were like, what is his problem? Because I was just angry for about 25 years. And maybe in the last couple, I've chilled out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I don't know. I did have to have people be like, hey, Mike, you know, you're not allowed to just scream at people all the time. And I was like, I never thought of it that way because I want to do it. And then, it just happens.
I mean, I'm proud that you internalized that as well as you did.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I don't scream at people anymore, but oh.
Oh, you want to.
Oh, I boil over every day.
Oh, it's
day.
Like that. You're like that painter, because I can't really picture you screaming at people. Bob Ross, he was an army, like, something for years, and he would just scream at people, and he was so mean, and then, like, then he was like, I promise I will only whisper from now on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to be, like, a real hothead for, like, a long time.
Okay. I actually can see that. But, it like, was. Not now.
Not now, but in my early 20s, I was a fucking firecracker, and I would get beat up a lot because I talk too much. But now I'm here. I have started recently shoulder checking people on the subway, though.
Oh, I do in the streets, particularly businessmen who think that they own that part of the sidewalk and they can move, and I'm like, no, let's see who moves.
Yeah.
Neither one of us does, and I hit him as hard as I can.
Yeah. I decided 2018 is the year I refuse to turn sideways for people.
Coming out of the subway? Is a joy. I mean,
fucking flatten someone if they're in my way while I'm trying to get up the train. But just kind of almost anywhere. Like, if I'm on the right side of the sidewalk walking straight, and you are somehow on that side, unless you're, like, a child or, like, pushing a stroller or in a wheelchair, I'm going to try to flatten you.
Yes. When I also move for people of color. That's one of my rules.
See,
always, no matter who.
My roommate, friend of the podcast, Diego, refuses to give white panhandlers money, which I've kind of taken on. But
like
also,
that,
I've ended up, and also no face tattoos. If you have a face tattoo, I'm not going to give you any money, which I think is a fine metric. Also, the people with face tattoos that ask for money on the L train are very mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very surprisingly
rude.
Mean.
I've seen that.
It's fucked up. I'm sorry. Were you going to say something, Leif? I didn't mean to run over you, but I also do. I mean to run over everyone in conversation.
Yeah. No, it's gone. When I used to carry my big red backpack where I would travel to the host's house and these metal bottoms would be on the sides of my backpack. And if somebody got in the way or got, like, I could just turn.
And hit them with a big
like,
piece of metal.
I was riding my bike and somebody hit it. I was like, all right. I went in and just like fucking nailed, like huge dent in the car. It was so much fun.
It's satisfying. Yeah. And they don't know where it came from. And you just have the sweet face.
Yeah. But if I did it, people would look at me like, what is in your bag? I'm like, it's literally just metal circles.
Yes.
I used to play basketball and I had a really, really thick ponytail braid that I would wear. And I mean, they can't call you on the refs aren't like, so I would just hit people in the face with it. And it's just like a secret weapon.
That is amazing.
So you cheat at basketball.
That's pretty sick. When I moved to Albany, the first night I lived there, I was like, I'm going to go for a bike ride and like find out about this city. Because I had been there one time before I moved there. I moved there on a whim. But so I was riding around, and this dude, I was like riding up the road, and it was pretty late. It was probably like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And this dude like pulls off of the shoulder of the road. He was parked. He pulls out and almost hits me because he doesn't turn on his turn signal. I like didn't see anything. And then I was like, what the fuck? And he just like put his arm out of the window and gave me the finger, and I was like, okay, motherfucker. And I rode up on the side of him and I had my big U-lock.
Yeah.
And I just fucking knocked his side view mirror off. And it's one of the most satisfying things I've ever done in my entire life.
Feels good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Oh God. Just hitting something. And I've actually knocked a couple side view mirrors off. one time I was probably like 17 or 18, and my friends and I were all standing outside of a diner on Long Island, and this group of like Guido meathead guys are like going to walk in the diner and like call us fags or something. Like, you know, and so I just like waited until they went into the diner, and I just walked up and I just kicked their side view mirror off of their car. And I was like, this is power. This is fun. Here's the thing about the world. There should be more violence. That's my stance.
This is so many revenge stories. Now I'm remembering I poured orange soda into a car of my enemies. And they did find us, and they like chased me and my friend out in our car with like baseball bats. They came out. There was a lot of like narrow escapes. We did get away, but it was very narrow and harrowing. I was running out of gas, calling my friends like, help me, I need backup. And they were like, I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you calling?
I once got caught. My buddy and I were riding our bikes home from 7-Eleven, and we had both just gotten a delicious Jones soda.
Oh, I'm on one of the labels for those.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Do you have a bottle?
I just have a couple of the labels. I can't find the bottles anywhere, but I'm on the cream soda.
That's great.
Yeah.
Still, to this day?
It's just, I entered the thing, like, my sister entered me, like, 8 years ago, yeah. And it came out, like, a couple months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Look at that.
That's how long it takes, everybody.
We have a model. We have a model on the podcast, finally. So we had Jones Soda, and my buddy just, like, dropped his bottle in the middle of the street, and it broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy whose house it broke in front of somehow very quickly got to his car. Uh-huh. And started chasing us.
What?
Because he was mad that we broke a bottle near his home.
Okay.
And at one point he was like, what if my daughter goes down to the mailbox and steps in the glass? I was like, why is your mailbox in the middle of the street? It broke in the middle of the street. And then he like chased us a bunch and we kind of got away and then he kind of caught us and then I just rode away.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend got caught. And then he was like to my friend, where do you live? And then my friend was like, oh, I live here. And I was like, why didn't you just give him, like, he gave him his real address. I was like, why wouldn't you just give him a fake address?
Yeah.
So then, like, my friend John's mom, like, came, because he lived down the block from me, and, like, came and told my mom what happened.
Oh, man.
And then, but we didn't really get, it was like,
oh,
it was
John.
A thing where she was just like, what happened? My mom was just like, what happened? And I was like, John broke a bottle in the street, and the guy got mad and chased us, and... Now we're here, and she's like, I guess don't break a bottle in front of his house anymore. Like, there's not really much. It's, she's like, so you didn't break the bottle? And I was like, no. And he was like, and you didn't break it on his property? We're like, no, we dropped it in the street, and it broke because we were riding fast on bicycles. And she was just like, all right. I can't really ground you. She's like, I guess just don't do that anymore.
Don't break a bottle in front of that guy's house.
Yeah, which is like a very specific punishment. And you're like, but I love breaking bottles in front of that guy's house. Which is my favorite thing in the world to do. I should introduce the show, shouldn't I? I still haven't done that. Listen, Leif.
We're on a show?
We're doing a show, Leif.
We're doing a show?
Listen, you're supposed to be producing this. I need you to have signs. I need you to make a sign that's
start.
I need you to make a sign that's a train almost derailing, but then coming back. And I need you to show it to me when I need to get back on track.
Just hold it up the whole time. Just like, hey, Mike, here it is. We're getting derailed.
Yeah. I just need that. I'll pay for it. I won't pay for it. I don't have any money. But someone will. If you want to pay for that sign.
I'll draw you a train.
That's it. We don't even need that. Welcome to the show. Welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast about TV shows I've never seen. I am your host, Micah Brucey, and I'm introducing this, 15 minutes into the episode?
12.
12 minutes in?
Ooh.
That's a new record.
Nice.
Welcome to the show. Today, our guest is a very funny comedian, originally from Vermont and now lives here in New York with all of us. It's Carmen LaGala. Wow. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for being here. I feel like I usually am like, what's up? But we kind of already did that.
We covered revenge.
Are you like a real revenge person, or do you? Because I feel like you're not like you. You're very nice. I think of you as very nice, so I don't think you. Do you like go out of your way to like make people upset? Is this something?
Wait, laughing because you know? Have I told you things that I've done?
No, but oh, okay. Like I've complimented you and looked. You immediately just look me in the eye and go, "I will murder your family."
That's
like
true.
That's like
yeah, but you have never murdered someone's family.
Oh.
It's because it was that's so true. Genuine. Yeah. That's why I started laughing. It's because, like, yeah, I mean, we're not good at, I'm not good at taking compliments either, but it's just your gut reaction was like, I will murder your family. I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Compliments make me so profoundly uncomfortable. But no, I'm happy to, share my revenges.
I love a good revenge.
Ugh, me too. Mostly college was really more my revenge period. I can't really remember much before that. But, and I don't really do much anymore, but. Let's see. Boyfriend who wronged me in college. I slept with his two best friends.
Okay.
The second
that's
one
a pretty good
I dated for like a year. So I was like,
that's a
like
long
a really,
con.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Did you date him just to make your ex-boyfriend mad or because you actually liked him?
No, the first one I just kind of slept with. And then the second one, I kind of liked him. So it worked out.
Yeah, you're like, I like him enough.
Yeah, kind of just two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
And then what else have I done? Oh, yeah, I had a roommate who I hated very, very deeply. And you guys are going to hate this.
No.
It's terrible. No. I had a friend of mine jack off, put it around his cup in the bathroom, and he put his pubes in the guy's toothbrush. But he was so mean, and I can't remember what he did to me specifically.
I mean, but I support remember being, you, yeah. but that's... a lot.
I remember hating him so much. But he never, you know, these are revenges that they never found out about. But yeah. if Ben is listening right now.
Ben?
I don't know his last name. You lived with you in college.
Hey, Ben.
Sorry, Ben.
We hate to break it to you here on the beautiful TV Casualty podcast, but you ate cum. And we're sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry. I didn't do anything.
I hope you're a better roommate now.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I've ever had a really bad roommate.
Yeah, actually, no? I'm now more fascinated with the person who was like, oh, I'll do that for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I've, yeah. I have cool I'll friends. Just come all yeah. over that. Sure, sure, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. Oh,
I have an arsenal.
That's all. Those
I have somebody
are good friends.
Who would like.
I would probably do that.
Who would hide bodies for me. I try to have like people in my life. They just end up being like very, very key people. And I don't really know that until like my father would kill somebody for me, which is helpful. Oh, but I'm like, I don't know if he'd get away with it. So I'd probably just do it myself if I really felt that strongly about it.
Mike, would you get rid of a dead body for me?
I wouldn't get rid of a dead body for me.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. That's
yeah.
a problem. That's a problem.
I,
okay.
No, I would keep it on display in the house. Oh, like, look at this guy I killed. Isn't that funny?
Mike, it is rotting. It has been 3 months.
And everyone's like, no. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I feel like. There's probably a couple people in the world I would like help mm-hmm. move a dead body, but I'm not going to do the whole thing myself, you know? I'm not going to move it for you. I'll move it with you.
Not even for the person who produces your podcast?
Especially not for the person
God
who
damn it.
Disrespects me
like, hey,
on my own podcast.
By the way, what's that smell in this room, Leif? I meant to ask you about that.
Dead body.
Oh,
I have
oh,
three like, dead bodies
oh,
in my
God
closet.
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll move.
That
on.
Is a small closet, so...
Small victims.
Thank you. That's where I was going. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Leif, everyone, producer Leif, murders children.
Or... No, I do not murder children. I murder dainty men.
Dainty?
Or very small.
Jockeys?
Yes.
Like a jockey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jockey murder.
Like a, so you want to like, do you want to like mummify them so they can just become like the little, like the jockeys? That you like put on your lawn, a lawn jockey, if you will.
Those are very racist.
Are lawn jockeys racist?
Aren't they?
No,
aren't
they're
they
white.
Usually aren't. I'm.
I don't know what a lawn jockey is.
It's just like a little statue riffing. Of like a jockey that like holds a lantern or something on your lawn.
Oh, fair.
Are lawn jockeys racist?
A person?
I don't know. I thought they were. I mean, I
a
it's
gnome?
Safe to.
What am I? I'm gonna Google
listen,
it while you guys
that's
talk
just
about
offensive.
It.
Offensive.
No, gnomes are not offensive because they have a movie about them.
And they're not real.
Oh, they're real to me, damn it.
I have three dead gnomes in my closet.
I knew a guy who was in the newspaper.
Oh my God, yeah, these are racist.
Are they racist?
Yeah.
Are they not white?
No, aren't they all like very
like
blackface?
Like blackface painting?
Very,
kind
yeah,
of like minstrelly?
Very, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Very
I feel
racist.
Like maybe they
okay.
made like
They
the ones that I have seen,
them at some point.
Yeah, probably the ones I saw in real life, they made, like, white ones.
Oh, there's a white one.
Yeah. So I'm right and racist, which is the point of this podcast.
Yeah, okay.
I'm correct and
yeah,
racist.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But this kid I know was in the newspaper, but they didn't know it was him because there was, like, a rash of, like, lawn ornaments being stolen on a part of Long Island. And then one day his mom opened up his closet in his bedroom and they just all fell out.
Oh my
But it was
gosh.
Like hundreds
yes.
of them.
Jesus.
Like
I love
so
that.
Many.
I
yeah.
love that person.
He's a psycho. But
yeah.
But he was always nice to
I
me.
I love that. I took a toilet that somebody had just left out, you know, when people were just like, free toilet on the side of the road. And I
don't know if it's free toilet or if it's for the garbage man.
I like to glass half full.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Free.
Glass half full.
Cool. Nice.
And
nice,
I put it on my friend's lawn.
That's funny.
And they
That's
knew
good.
It was me. Like the family, the whole family knew me well enough to know immediately when a toilet was on their lawn
it
that
your
it
fault.
Was me.
Yeah.
yeah. And they called me and they were like, "Can you?" Back when the phones were for families, my mom's yeah. like, "You have a call on the answering machine. You need to go pick up the toilet you left on the Cease's lawn."
Oh, that's yeah. where I put it. Okay, cool. Yeah. yeah, we used to remove speed bumps in places mm-hmm. like that weren't necessary, and mm-hmm. we would relocate them onto friends' driveways.
That's very funny.
That was a lot that's of fun. Fun. Yeah, yeah. And I say friends, people we didn't like. We put them in their driveways,
oh, yeah,
which
yeah,
was
yeah.
so much fun. And people were like, "Where the hell did that come from?" Like, oh, we were very like we'd be out all night collecting like three of them just to put them in somebody's driveway.
I don't know. You could pick them up and move them.
Not all of them. Some of them though are just like
bolted
into the ground,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and they're almost like plastic-ish. so like they just won't fall apart every time cars hit them. And then we just removed a bunch of those and put them there. So it was in this like little tiny parking area that even in like if you hit the gas as fast as you could, you're looking at 25 miles an hour, and then you have to stop immediately. And we're like, they don't need this.
Yeah,
no. I'm sorry, I moved them.
I don't know if I ever did anything fun. I feel like everything I always did was like destructive, but also mean. Like my friends and I would go out slashing tires.
Oh, wow.
Which is very rude. Yeah. It's very rude.
That's like $100.
It's so much. It's right. So fucked up.
I would just put like forks in people's lawns and stuff, like spelling out fork you.
Yeah, forking.
That one's good.
Yeah,
that one's good.
We used to do that where we'd do saucing, which is you would go and steal all of the sauce from Taco Bell and then just throw that all over their lawn, but like in the packets.
It's called something, sauce you?
It's called saucing.
Saucing?
Yeah. We would also do zebra caking. Which was you would go to the grocery store and you would buy two boxes of, it's like a Hostess or a Little Debbie's cake called zebra cakes.
Oh, they're my favorite of the Hostesses. Yeah.
So they are Hostesses. Yeah, Little Debbie would never have a zebra cake. It would always be like Bing Borks or whatever. Like, but we
Ooh, I do love a good Bing Bork.
I mean, who doesn't like a Bing Bork? But the zebra caking was you would get two boxes of zebra cakes and one you would eat. You would eat the whole box. But then the other box was to be thrown out of a car at things and people.
Oh, wow. Outside of the wrappers.
Outside of the wrapper. Yes. You unwrap it. And
that's
you
like
just...
a soft.
Yeah, it's pretty soft. So it wasn't like hurtful. It's not like a little messier water balloon.
Yeah.
But it was fun to hit a car with because you could throw it really hard.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't like.
Satisfying.
Yeah, it wouldn't like break a window. But one time we did hit an old lady with one while she was like pushing a shopping cart. And I felt bad.
Oh.
But also did not feel that bad. And now I feel bad. I think I feel bad more now than then.
Yeah.
But it's fun to throw stuff at things.
Listen, I love a good prank when somebody deserves it. They're fun.
Oh,
they're
maybe that old lady was like a Nazi though.
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
She's probably
a
fucking asshole. I don't think I've ever pranked a lot of people that have like deserved it. But I also don't think I've pranked a lot of people in general.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've just kind of thrown stuff on people's lawns. One time I smashed a burrito all over a guy's car because I didn't like him.
That's a good one.
That was it. I asked him to fight me. He wouldn't fight me. But then looking back on it now, he was like pretty big. Uh-huh. So he probably would have fucking smashed me.
But that's still a win-win because he backed down. You're like, okay, I win.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I saw him on the train a couple years later and he just wouldn't look at me. And recently, my friend got an email from this guy's wife. We didn't know he was married.
Uh-huh.
He like left. He like was like from Long Island with us, and his wife emailed our friend and was like, hey, I'm this guy's wife. I almost said his name, but I probably shouldn't after I say this whole thing. But I was like, I'm this guy's wife. Has he ever sent you any like sexually explicit messages? Because I found out he's been doing that with a lot of women and I am going to divorce him. And we're like, we've never met you. This is, I don't know, gotta go.
What?
Yeah, so it's pretty fun. Life in the digital age is fun, I think, personally.
Ay, ay, ay.
So it's great. So TV. How much do we love it?
I love TV.
Okay. Today we are here to talk about a television show. Surprise? No.
That's yes, honestly. Yeah. I've listened to every one of these episodes. I'm very surprised we're here to talk about television.
I mean, we'll see how much we actually talk about it. Okay. But the premise of the podcast is to talk about a television show. And today, that television show is Scrubs.
Dawson's Creek.
No!
What?
God damn it. We're talking about Scrubs. I already talked about Dawson's Creek once. And I hated it. So much.
Oh, man.
We're talking about Scrubs, baby. Scrubs, you know it.
Scrubs.
Horny ER.
I can't do this all on my own.
So.
No, I know.
So.
I'm not super.
So I have, to be completely transparent with the audience, I have seen a few of these episodes. But I did not watch it from the beginning.
Boo. No, that's fine.
Okay.
There are a lot of episodes.
They don't. These people don't care.
9 seasons.
I've definitely not seen 9 seasons of Scrubs. But I thought for the whole time that Zach Braff sang the intro song. The
Superman song?
And I looked it up, and I was so wrong. It was not even him a little.
No.
But I thought, I was like, this motherfucker. But
doing it all.
Yeah. So did he didn't. I want to just, I'm going off on Zach Braff immediately.
Yeah, let's do it. Cousin or half brother to Jessica Kearson.
Yes. Stand up comedian.
Very funny.
She's great. Mm-hmm. He is there. but I, so he was kind of nobody before this, before Scrubs. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't think he, I probably should have looked up the TV show I'm going to talk about. But
no, no, no. Like, I might have
he,
the answers.
Did he like write this?
I think early on, no. It was Bill Lawrence's creation. Okay. He has typically different writers for every episode, especially going on. But I think Zach started to, I'm not sure if he wrote, he definitely started to like direct some episodes, I think. And he might have been writing a little bit. He definitely went off script. A couple other characters did that as well, where they, Bill would kind of trust them to make up lines if they wanted to.
It's an improv.
Yeah. UCB, as they called in the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah. He's going off script, baby. Yeah. Listen, I've acted. And I've gone off script because I cannot remember the script. It's hard to remember things. People don't tell you that when you want to act. They don't they go, gotta, yeah. Hey, you got to remember these lines. I'm like, all of them?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What about the gist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if instead of remembering them, I don't? And I kind of wing it through this thing.
What if I think I do, and then when you hit record, nothing happens?
I got nothing. What about that?
Is that acting?
Is that fun? I think it's fun. What about you, the person who has to edit it?
No. No, it's not. Not even a little bit.
No, but you don't have to edit like a video of me saying things.
That is true, but I've had to do audio.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ass?
Yeah.
It sucks ass.
I mean, I was mostly just making a joke, but we've I mean, if we're really get and it get sucks to ass. The, yeah, yeah.
I feel like being editing anything is bad and hard.
It is. You want you're like, oh, I'm doing it, and I'm creative, and look at me. But 2 seconds in, you're like, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Yeah. Where do I cut it?
Yeah, no. You're just like, what the?
So tedious.
God, I've had to listen to my voice so much. Uh-huh. I hate it more now.
I love listening to my own voice. It's what I fall asleep to every night. I put on an episode of...
That explains so much.
I pop on an episode of TV Casualty and I go, rock me to sleep, me. Just really just pass out smiling. Do you think that's why I grind my teeth so much while I'm sleeping? Because I'm like, I can't wait to wake up and just be me again. That's how I, every day, every night I dream about being me. It's just me walking around, going to the post office. And
I sometimes have dreams as I'm other people.
Really?
As I'm other people? Good sentence use. Yeah, and it's so cool. And you wake up and you're like, what?
Yeah, I would
like
love to do
old,
that.
Yeah, I was an old Russian woman like a month ago.
Damn.
And I had like a husband and
just a whole old Russian lady life.
Yeah.
Did you go to the store to buy some beets?
Maybe. There was definitely like a path and a market. And I was like, I love my husband. He has his flaws. That's not a Russian accent. I just don't really know how to. I had a perfect one in the actual.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever dreamt that I'm anyone else. I think I barely remember my dreams, though.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So you probably have them.
I'm definitely having dreams, I hope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or else I'm not sleeping deep enough to live much longer.
Gotta get those REM waves.
I would love. I'm trying. I don't. Yeah. I think all of my dreams are just like, someone was mad at me, and now I'm here. It's kind of like life, where like my dreams aren't fun enough.
Oh, I hate those. Yeah. Where you're just like, oh, my anxiety's in the time when I was supposed to be able to take a break.
Yeah.
God damn it.
All my dreams are just boring. And then anxious, just like anxiety driven. It's like, great, cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did this.
Yeah, thanks, brain.
Yeah.
Thanks for the creative reprieve.
Yeah. Same team, guys. Come on.
I had a dream last week that the whole dream was just that my girlfriend was showing me someone she wanted to have sex with, and he was uglier than me, and I was mad about it. And that was I wasn't mad that she wanted to have sex with someone else. I was just like, but he's uglier than me. What's the point? If you're going to have sex with someone else, make them hot. And that was the whole thing. And then I woke up and I was mad at her.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'd ever been on either side of that thing.
Yeah.
Where you like have a dream and I was just, and I texted her and I was just like, I am mad at you and I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense and I'm embarrassed.
Right? But you can't stop those feelings.
No.
What is that?
You can't stop feelings. God, and that's why I'm here to tell producer Leif I love him.
this is the greatest day of my life. Oh my god, he has never been this nice before.
I'm in love with producer life.
Oh my god, we gonna fuck.
I'm out. I'm out. I quit the podcast. I'm
not for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, how would Leif be?
I just want everyone to know that Leif just caressed me so lightly, so gingerly. He must be a... Are you a very tender lover?
Yes, also just very weak.
Nice.
Yeah. I also want everyone to know that he just recoiled from my touch.
It's not your touch, it's any touch.
Touch. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's not a thing with you, it's a thing with me.
This is the greatest day of my life. This is amazing.
I want a massage so badly.
You haven't gotten one?
I've never gotten
one.
You
haven't gotten one of these massages?
I've never gotten a massage in my life, and I would like one, I think.
Get one.
I don't think I deserve it. I don't think I deserve it, and I don't know how comfortable I would be with someone else touching me.
You get one of those deep tissue ones where like it almost hurts, because then it won't be like, it won't be as weird.
No, I want us to both be horny.
Okay.
I want...
That changes everything.
I want to be horny because I am. And I want okay. them to be horny because they're touching me. But I don't think it'll happen because okay. it's their job.
Cool, cool, cool.
It's their job to touch
uh-huh,
me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is this too much?
No. I am learning a lot, but it's not too much.
Listen, I'll learn you up good, Sonny.
You could always get a dude massager.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Will he be horny?
Oh. He'll be horny.
Nice, then I'm in. There is one on my, I've heard about one that is like, they do it at the Russian and Turkish baths,
mm-hmm.
and it's called a plaza,
mm-hmm.
and someone just rubs you down with like oil, and then they hit you with a stick that has a bunch of leaves on it.
That is a trick, and
is it a
I
trick?
Love it.
I'm going to get
like
it,
one
I
of
think.
Things where they're like, I don't know. People
yeah,
are like,
dumb white people will love
no, it's not, but no, it's not like that. It's like... It's like what
stick.
Like old Russian men go and get it because they're like, we're really going hard on Russia in this episode. But you know what? They tamper with the election. But it's just like a thing where they're just like, I don't know. This is what we did 150 years ago. And I guess we're going to keep doing it, even though we figured out being hit with a stick is not fun.
I mean, listen, I'll do it. That sounds interesting.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, I'd give it a gander.
Okay, we're all going to the Russian. Turn off the podcast recording. We're going right now to the Russian and Turkish baths.
Cool. All right. See you guys next week.
See you later. We're going to go get rubbed.
Oh, I felt really bad. I did that last week, and Nicole was just like, oh, we're ending. Okay. And she like was like, oh, okay, we're done. And like, almost like started like leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry. Nope, that was just a bad joke.
And we're back from the bathhouse.
Yeah, oh, and we're back.
How do you guys
we are
I've
back.
Never been... looser in my life. My whole body's loose.
That branch, man.
Covered in bruises.
I'm covered in bruises.
And scratches.
They let you keep the branch after, which is nice. You get to walk around with an oily branch.
Who doesn't love an oily branch?
You're just on the subway with an oily stick.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't touch that. Oh,
no,
I told
it's
you.
Not the pole. I don't.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's everywhere. It's just everywhere.
Do? All right. We got to talk about Scrubs, I guess.
I've never seen it, have you?
Motherfucker. That would be a really funny prank to play on me. Someone's like, no, I don't know. I haven't seen it. And then I just have to try to talk about the one episode I've watched.
Or I could bullshit my way through something that does, yeah. I'm like, One Tree Hill, man, those kids.
And that tree.
That tree.
But
and
don't
that
even
hill.
Get me started on the hill. And there's only one tree on the hill. You think there'd be more on a hill. What's up with the hill? You got a tree. You got a hill. Why is it so fun to do an impression of him?
It was so good.
Oh, everyone, his jokes. They've just put so much Jerry Seinfeld content on Netflix.
Did
so,
they?
Yeah, well, there's like, they put Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They put his old HBO special on there.
Mm-hmm.
They put that new Netflix special where he tricked them into giving him $20 million so he can do 50-year-old jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put the documentary Comedian on there, too.
Oh, wow.
So you can
That's
watch
a lot of Jerry.
All of the Jerry. And after a while, you're like, my man, just kind of. He's like, why do they call it a Pop-Tart? Doesn't pop. Is it a tart? And you're like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Please tell me that's a real one.
No,
that
no, no, no,
oh,
no.
God. That would be the best.
He does have a joke about Pop-Tarts, though.
Okay.
But it's, like, really long, and you're like, you think too much about Pop-Tarts. Are you okay?
That's that was, like, hot humor from 10 years ago, back when they were doing, like, taking apart fast food.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, what hasn't been done? Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts hadn't been done.
Yeah.
We got Hot Pockets have been done.
Oh.
Subway sandwiches. McDonald's.
The Patton Oswalt's KFC famous bowl.
Yes, 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 yes. Bit. Sadness bowl. And yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
There's nothing else. I remember I was at I was hosting an open mic one day, and this guy was on stage. He's like, all the menu items at Taco Bell don't make any sense. Their names don't mean anything. He's like, Crunchwrap Supreme, and I was like, and after a set, I was like, oh, the crunch is the tostada shell in the middle, and the wrap is the big tortilla, and it's supreme because there's sour cream and tomatoes in it. Yeah, and he was just like, oh, all right, just like completely ruined this guy's joke. But I was like, dude. You don't come for Taco Bell. Like motherfucker.
So many comedians eat almost only Taco Bell.
They stole that bit from me. Killing yourself with Taco Bell is my bit. I literally ate there today.
I have eaten there once in my life.
What the f?
What?
Leif?
Okay.
I don't do fast food that often.
Yeah.
Real
but
quick.
Taco Bell. Yeah.
What the fuck, man? I thought we were cool.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were fucking boys, dude.
I've been doing
I've never seen you so genuinely upset.
I swear to God, I thought we were boys. You don't even go to Taco Bell? not never none times? What the fuck?
Wait, if you just brought back the yelling mic?
Yeah.
It's a new chapter.
I'm like slamming plates. Look what you made me do. You did this. That's fucked up, man. I'm gonna take you there. I'm gonna get you the Dorito taco, and you're gonna throw up. It's gonna be awesome. We talked so much about your ulcer off mic.
Yeah,
there's no way you could go to Taco Bell.
I would die.
I always do 2 mashed potatoes and 2 biscuits from KFC. And if you go right before closing, they'll slip some extra biscuits in there for you. Shout out to Myrtle Wyckoff KFC.
What's up?
Good people.
One time I went there and I ordered a Mountain Dew, and they gave me mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay.
And I was like,
they both start with M.
Yeah, I was like, this is not even a little of what I ordered.
Did you take it and leave and drink it?
I didn't know how to return it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know. I was just kind of, it was like one of those nights where I was just like, I'm not confident enough to return this.
And that's such
so
a,
I just
like,
have this.
Yeah, they weren't even close. Like, yeah, returning this, like, you didn't, this
not
isn't
even,
the right. This is nowhere near what I ordered.
I wanted
like,
cold,
I'm done. I'm out.
I wanted
I'm
cold
it.
Drink, and you gave me hot potato. This isn't even a little of what I wanted.
What if the guy was messing with you because he hated you, and now he's just more confused because you accepted something so far removed?
Because the thing is, was that that's so much more expensive than a drink.
Yeah,
it was like because it was a large.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
A big
those are
potato.
Like 369. I can't remember.
So you get two mashed potato. Two biscuit?
Yeah.
Do you dip the biscuit?
Oh, I dip.
Nice.
I dip the biscuit.
That's beautiful.
You know I dip that biscuit.
I want you to go there and get one of those like $5 boxes, but you're like, hey, can you just make it all mashed potato? I'm going to leave the chicken out of it. Just give me double mashed potato and a biscuit and a cookie. I'd love that.
Yum, yum, yum.
I know too much about fast food. For a person who doesn't eat most of it, I know like a lot about it.
Well, you have to. So just, you know to what to avoid.
That's true. That's you know what. That's so true.
Putting some logic in there. That's what
I think.
I'd be
you
best.
Should host this podcast. I don't think I'm very good at it.
I actually do. Where do you think you are right now?
What?
I just said something profound, and it was a Scrubs reference.
Was it?
Where do you think you are right now? That's when Brendan Fraser dies. I hope that didn't spoil it for anybody.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, dude. Brendan, they kill off some real cool people.
B-Man is on the fucking show?
Brendan Fraser's in the show.
Damn, dude.
Heather Graham, Colin Hay, Colin Farrell.
Is everyone from the movie Blast from the Past in Scrubs?
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
it's yes.
Heather Graham and Brendan Fraser.
Oh, okay.
Both in it. It's a wonderful movie.
Uh-huh.
Christopher Walken and... I think it's the mom from That 70s Show.
Ooh, I like her.
Yeah, they're great. They play Brendan Fraser's parents.
Uh-huh.
And in the 70s, they have a fallout shelter.
Uh-huh.
And they think that bomb has gone off or something. Mm-hmm. So then they go and live down there for like 20 or 30 years. And then they got to go up and get some more supplies. So they send Brendan Fraser out there because he'd never been outside in the real world before.
Uh-huh.
And then he meets Heather Graham, and being horny changes his whole life. And it is a okay movie. It's fine or bad. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It was made in the 90s?
Yeah, it's a 90s. Yeah, it's like a late 90s movie.
Yeah, that
movie.
Sounds like a 90s. Yeah.
I think it was right before he did the remake of Bedazzled.
Ooh.
Which I love. No one else likes it.
I haven't seen it, but wow. I like it.
Some fine character work in there. You got Brendan. This is the Brendan Fraser podcast now. I'm a Brendan Fraser defender? Apologist?
I think apologist is Stalker. Definitely.
I know where he is.
Okay.
Where is he right now?
Not in my closet.
He was just out somewhere publicly first. And apparently has gotten pretty fat.
Ooh, yeah. He age took a toll.
Yeah. Life hit him hard.
Ugh, you know, keep good doing that.
It's, you know, life is long and hard.
Yeah.
And people don't respect that enough. No, they you know? Don't. But yeah, I see. Listen, one day we'll all come over here to Studio 8 Leif and we will have a Brendan Fraser marathon. We'll hit it all.
Everything
we'll do
Brendan.
Blast from the Past. We'll do Bedazzled. We'll do
Airheads.
We'll do Encino Man. We'll do The Mummy.
Oh, The Mummy.
And I'm sure there's other ones.
Yeah.
But
are you Googling them?
Are you Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. When I find something good, I'll let you know.
Thank you so much. He's a big boy now. And good for him. It makes your life better. But yeah, Scrubs. We have to talk about Scrubs. We are here to talk about Scrubs. So let's see. It came out. I haven't done this in a while. It Ooh, came out October
2001.
October 2nd, 2001.
Uh huh.
What's your life like then?
What in 2001?
Yeah.
I actually didn't even start watching until I got to college because I thought that Scrubs. I thought it was a reference because my frame of reference for the word Scrubs wasn't medical at that time.
TLC.
It was TLC Scrubs. Yeah. So I thought it was just about like kind of shitty men.
Yeah.
And I was like, eh, no thanks. My sister was like, you gotta watch this show, and it's great. 2001, I was a sophomore in high school,
just living in a post 9/11 world.
Just yeah, being oh man,
Scrubs exists, right? In a post 9/11 world. Do they ever mention it?
No, I don't remember any episode making reference to it. Somebody who's more of a Scrubs head maybe. But no, I don't think so.
I really want to get into the phenomenon of like TV shows talking about 9/11.
Talking about 9/11? Just any reference to it? Just some compilation?
Yeah.
Brendan.
The Sopranos talk about it.
He is. He's gotten bigger and older. Would still fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all, yeah.
He's hot. Yeah, he's a big, thick daddy now.
People are allowed to age and get bigger. They can do whatever they want. They're sweet.
Oh, George of the Jungle.
Oh, yeah, that's the big one. I was trying to think of that
He's
one.
He's in George of the Jungle. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's like, yeah, he got older and fatter and balder, like a person does. Why are we persecuting him for this?
I'm ageist.
You're ageist?
Straight up.
I'm getting hotter every day.
Yes, you are.
But that's just me, you know?
Thank you. Oh, do you like my new phone, by the way?
I love your new phone.
Ooh, shiny, tiny.
It's broken. Sweet and the whole thing cracked. Is shards
the
of...
The whole corner is now
The
not
whole
on it.
Phone is just shards of glass that he made me hold, which was mean. But yeah, so you
just
got
hands you a handful of glass.
Yeah. He's like, hey, do you like my new phone?
It's cutting my head.
It's just a knife.
He's just stabbed me in the hand. I was like, I don't know. I think this is bad service. So what's up with it? How do you keep doing this?
Picture of Brendan taped to it.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Listen, if anyone can get me Brendan Fraser on this podcast as a guest... I would love it.
He's somewhere listening to this right now.
If Brendan, if you're listening, I love you.
Big fan of TV Casualty. Here's Brendan. It's a good impression.
That is a pretty good impression of him. It sounds a lot like the impression you did of me before.
Hi, Mike Brucey.
Nailed it. That is exactly how you sound.
That's not how I sound.
I wear jean jackets and pins.
That's not how I sound. That's not how I sound.
See, now you're just doing a voice. She has you dead to rights.
I have a mustache.
I do have a mustache now. How does my own podcast hurt my feelings so often? I invented this thing. I invented podcasts. This was the first ever podcast. It just took a long time for it to come out.
Yeah, that Steve Albini bit ain't fun now, is it? He did this thing for months where he's like, hey, Leif's not here. Our other producer, Steve Albini, is here. And so I didn't even exist.
Yeah, I made up. I got a different producer.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't let Leif talk.
Did you do a voice for him?
No, I would. He was silent. He was very silent. He was behind glass. You know?
Oh, okay.
like a record producer.
Give him the thumbs up.
Yeah, like, love it. Love the podcast.
I used to not have a mic. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to get myself a mic.
Yeah, he really made an executive decision about my podcast. And now we all have to live with it.
I like it.
It's great. So Scrubs.
Jesus Christ. Scrubs, though.
This one is wild. it started perfect. It started immediately. Mm-hmm. I watched the first episode this morning and I watched it.
Oh, the pilot.
Yeah, I watched the pilot. Mm-hmm. I watched it on YouTube on one of those things. You ever try to like watch a TV show or a movie on YouTube and it's just like only in the corner for some reason and then there's like a background around it. So I watched
I hate those.
So that's the only way I could watch it because my computer is dead now. So I watched it on one quarter of my television. And the show immediately starts with Zach Braff being shirtless.
Does it?
It's just like him getting ready for his first day at work. And he's just
that's his save the cat moment is just him being shirtless.
Yeah,
people are just like, aw.
Yeah, all right, like, okay. You're like, your body's fine.
Yeah, he doesn't get buff or anything. They just don't. They're just like, this is. We don't want him to be like this hot character.
Yeah, he's just like a guy.
Be like a a dude.
Yeah, he's kind of like one of the because this is 2001, so this is kind of before like the bumbling white guy who doesn't know what he's doing whole craze. Started.
Oh yeah, was this like the start of it?
I don't think it was the real start of it, but it's definitely like, pretty early on in that kind of like before, because like it was like pre Michael Cera.
Oh yeah.
So I think he's like kind of the precursor because he's still kind of, he's like supposed to still kind of be cool a little bit, I guess. But he's definitely like he's like, oh, I'm a doctor now, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm like, you're a doctor, you should know what you're doing. And it's, like, such a weird thing to be like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to give people IVs sometimes. And I'm like, I can't relate to this even a little.
I can.
Yeah.
No, he's just, like, sure you can. It applies to anything. Stand up. I will defend the show. No,
yeah.
That's what I came here to do. It applies to stand up. You're just, like, in over your head sometimes. And you're like, oh, Jesus, now I'm here and I'm doing this thing and I'm freaking out and I just... You know, you get squeamish and you fuck something up and then the nurse comes in and saves you.
Oh, if only there was a nurse to save me during a bad set. That's just like, hey, I can help. I got you. But no, I think I kind of went in wanting to really dislike it because I don't like Zach Braff a lot. But then I watched it and I was like, nah, it's like pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's like kind of goofy and
and
silly. And I like some of the other characters a lot. And
yeah. John C. McGinley.
I loved him. That's the curly hair, Dr. Cox.
Yep.
He's great.
He's my favorite character.
He's very funny.
My favorite care.
Your favorite care?
The shortened character.
Oh, no. My favorite character, the janitor.
Oh, my God. They were only going to have him in the pilot. Did you know that?
Really?
And then he got such good reception that they're like, we're keeping him.
Yeah.
He was only supposed to be in that first episode.
Oh.
And he's, oh, what a clutch. Beautiful character.
He's unbelievable.
He's so funny.
Just him threatening Zach Braff. Because he's like fixing a door, and Zach Braff's like, "Oh, maybe there's a penny stuck in it," and then immediately the guy's like, "Did you stick a penny in the door?" Yeah. It's very funny. He's like, "If I find
a penny,
I'm taking you down." Yeah, taking you down.
And at the end of the episode, he's just holding a penny. Yeah, he's just standing.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah,
I wanted to not like it, but I was like, fine. I still don't like I don't like Elliot.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do a pretty bad job with their character. She's just like kind of a dumbass.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
She's like a dumbass that's mean, It's like very, they were very much like, oh, we fleshed out most of these male characters, and then, oh, here's a hot woman doctor who's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I guess that's like fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was fun.
Everybody grows and develops over the seasons, which is cool.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I like when characters, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I like when characters develop. I like that.
Oh, I hate it. I want to be static.
I want them to regress. That's what I want.
That would be interesting. Has there been anything like that where they regress? BoJack, maybe? No, because he just stays.
I feel
the
like.
Same? Does he grow? I don't know.
I think he grows, but like very incrementally and like mostly sideways. He's like, he's still awful, but just in different ways.
Yeah.
I think Walter White
is that's
like
a good
full
one.
Regression into like a bad person.
Yeah. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Has anybody done that one?
Oh, yes, we've done that
one. Yeah, of course. I couldn't watch the last season. It was too upsetting. I was getting too emotionally upset after every episode.
That's why I had to stop after three episodes.
Yeah.
Three or four episodes.
Have you not watched the end of it? Or three episodes into
the
it?
The entire thing. Oh, wow. Three episodes, season one. Oh. I was like, I'm done. I was like stressed out and anxious for days.
Yeah, it feels bad.
Yeah. It's amazing that a TV show actually was able to evoke that type of emotion. And it was amazing as far as the acting and the writing was concerned. But like, it was just stressing me out. Yep. It was too much.
I get it.
I don't think I've ever been that involved in a television show because I've not watched that many. I did have to. The most stress I've ever been after watching something, I think, was after watching the movie Whiplash.
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
I heard it's great.
We watched it in my apartment, and there was like four or five of us there, and I remember everyone was like, what the fuck? We were so tight, I made everyone watch an episode of the TV show Cajun Pawn Stars afterwards. I was like, we got to decompress somehow. What's the dumbest thing I can find? And oh, man, I was like, just like walking around my living room like, fuck!
Yeah.
Fuck this! I hate this!
Yeah.
I don't think anything should ever make you stressful.
Yeah.
I think all TV should be fun.
Yeah.
And nothing ever bad should happen, and there should be no conflict at all. I think every episode of television should just be people complimenting each other for 30 to 60 minutes, and then we all get to go to bed.
Works for me. I'm in. Sign
I think
me
it's
up.
Great.
I'd watch.
I think we should all be watching Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
Or any kind of other children's show where they're like,
poorly drawn.
Yeah.
Storybots. I recommend it. Anybody with kids listening. Storybots looks like legit. Netflix is making it. And it's so good. I learned how airplanes fly and why the sky is blue recently. And I like understand because it's at my level. It's for 2-year-olds. And they're like, they make like molecules sing and dance, and they are famous comedians most of the time. So I'm like, oh, I get it.
Nick Kroll is telling me.
Yes, exactly.
Why planes fly.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yep. Yep.
I just want every show to be like, they're like, we've run out of tomatoes for the sauce we're trying to make. And then you just like have to go to the store to get tomatoes. Everyone's a little British, but not fully.
Is this Peppa Pig?
It's a little Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is like a children's TV show that there's like a dog I used to walk whose like owners would just leave like the children's TV show. Like the
dog to listen to something.
Okay. Like baby Disney or like whatever, you know, it's like that. And they're just like, oh, father left his football jersey in the wash again. And you have to like, bring him the jersey. And then they're like, well, this is fine. What a fun family. I love you. And like, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
It's great. Everything seems to be on a big hill. A lot of hills in this.
Because that's all they can draw, because they just draw up and down lines.
That's it. It's
I think I know the animation.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
But listen, Scrubs is no Peppa Pig. I will say that. There's tension immediately in this first episode.
Uh-huh. Between Elliot and JD,
Well, there's tension. There's tension between Elliot and JD.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kelso yells at JD. Everybody.
Yep. A pair of scrubs. He says in the first episode,
Yeah, he says,
right?
You're just a large pair of scrubs to me.
And you're like, oh, the title.
Oh, because that's what doctors wear. Yes. And then you feel very smart.
Yes.
Dr. Cox is rude, but then loving at the end, which is nice.
Yeah.
There's a big fight between Elliot and Carla.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Because Elliot makes fun of her for wearing a thong. and fucking in the
for slut shaming or something.
Yeah, she like slut shames her, and she's like, "Well, this I wear a thong because I want to feel nice, and my life sucks ass." She says it much nicer than that, but she's like, "My life is shitty, and I want my butt to look good." And you're like, "I get that.
Yeah.
I've never gotten something more on TV. I just want my butt to look nice."
Donald Faison.
Mm.
Love him. Turk.
He's Turk.
God damn it.
He's beautiful.
He's the best.
Just the shiniest head I've ever seen on television.
Just have a sweet bic before every episode.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun because you get to the first, I don't know if it's the first time he did it, but you get to watch him get his head shaved in the movie Clueless.
Oh.
There's the scene at the party.
I forgot he was in that.
Oh, yeah. He's fuck, what's her goddamn? Ty's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Donald.
Yeah. And the big scene is where he's I'm just explaining movies that I've seen on this podcast. I am a bad host. There's a scene where he gets his head shaved and it's fun and they get into an argument about it. And that's it. Fucking Christ. Leif, you gotta bail me out. You gotta help me with this one. I suck.
So, Carmen. Those Scrubs.
Oh, those Scrubs.
I'm going to start watching shows now just to keep on top.
TV
shows?
You
watch Scrubs, I recommend.
I should tell you about what TV show we're watching so you can watch it if you want to.
Because I have all the time.
Compilation. I just watched a bunch of compilation seeds today.
Just to
refresh.
Yeah. Scrubs actually was probably, I was thinking about this earlier. I think it is the first show I really saw from beginning to end. And
really?
I was on board, yeah.
Oh, you're a Scrubshead too, huh?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it then. I've tried rewatching recently, and it was fun and enjoyable, but seeing it for the first time was very... It was huge for me, because I was younger, I really got into it, and it was cool to see, like, it was great. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's, like, fun and goofy.
Yeah.
It's dated now, for sure. Like, even the humor, you can just see that it's, it doesn't quite stand up anymore, but it's...
The first scene, it's basically like the first scene of him at the hospital is orientation, and Dr. Kelso is talking, and Zach Braff just leans over and is basically asking Turk if he's allowed to say the N-word while he's rapping along to songs. And that's like the first
scene.
Joke. And you're like...
And he says no, right? He's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, no. Yeah. He's like, what if... No. And then he's like, shuts him down quick. And it's like, this is kind of funny, but you're also like...
Oh, they would never be friends.
Yeah. You can't have been his friend for this long and have to ask that now.
Yeah.
Because you either should have never done it or had him be like, can you stop?
Yeah.
And those are kind of your only two options.
Yeah.
So basically,
there's some problems, but it's still, It was the first comedy to do. Was it the first comedy to do that, like the fantasies, JD's fantasy, that structure?
First one I remember.
That's like a thing I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like as like a real, that's like a real trope of the series is that happens a lot.
Would not have survived without it.
Yeah.
It needed that.
Funny. In the pilot episode, they have the one where he's like running a marathon. He's like running a race against Elliot up the stairs.
Yep.
And then, there's that. He just has like his weird like inner monologue that you can hear a lot during the whole show.
And they make fun of it in later seasons a lot.
That's fun. Is it the thing where he thinks he's doing it and he's just talking out loud? Is that a bit they do
a
lot?
They had, was that like the jockey turns out to be bisexual surgeon who's like very stupid.
Oh, Todd?
The Todd. And there's like an episode where I think it's from Todd's perspective the whole time, but even if it's not, Todd's just like, oh, here goes JD into one of his fantasies. He's going to come out of it in a few seconds with saying something that's absolute nonsense. And he comes back. He's like, we're going to need a lot of gnomes.
And you're like, all right, here we go. It's fun that it's funny to be that self-aware, but also you're like, then if you're making fun of this, then stop doing it. Like, you don't have to do this anymore if you know that you've done it too much. Which is, like, a weird thing for a writer to be like, yeah, you know, we're just doing that.
This is what we do.
This is what we do, and we sure are, in season 8 and 9, we're sure in a formula by now, and we don't really have to work anymore.
It got crazy after,
It was cool though to see them like literally as in starting from day one of their like residency as doctors to like full blown doctors for years with their own like it was fascinating to see
someone into private practice.
Yeah.
A lot of twists.
And I was honestly that ending too, where it was like a weird like almost like clip show. That's not it. But like how they ended it, like it was on a giant screen and they it was like a flash forward kind of, but it was done as if it was on a projector.
Oh,
and I was actually really impressed by that. I remember being like kind of sad because it was over and like it was like a just like an emotional ending.
Yeah. The ending to me was that goddamn season 9, I think it was, where they tried to switch it to a whole new cast and they were hoping that somebody in that cast would pop and they had the old characters and it
I
was
thought they were
to
done
take
after
place.
8.
No, oh my god, you've never seen the 9th season?
No.
Oh gosh, it's it takes place at like the what's I don't know anything about doctoring. The thing before like you go into residency, the school.
At like med school?
Med school.
Yeah.
I thought it would have like a fancier name. Understand up.
You know, doctor school?
I walk dogs and make babies. Med school. It takes place in a med school. And they have like a female character who also has fantasies. And then so they have this whole new cast. But they kept a few people that come in and out, like JD's pops in and out.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's like the last season of That 70s Show where Eric, the main character, just isn't there. Because Topher Grace decided to not come back.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, Eric, he went to Africa to join the Peace Corps. And then they just try to have a season without him, and you're like, oh, this sucks ass.
Yeah. Yeah, they did that with these guys. They were like, hey, we can't give you any more money. And then a couple people, like Carla, was like, I want more money. And they were like, then you're out. Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah. Which sucks, but yeah. I mean, it wasn't gonna survive anyway, unless one of those young people who they brought on,
like pops,
exploded.
Didn't it get moved? Didn't it move networks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, NBC to ABC.
Wild.
Which is also hard.
Yeah.
But Comedy Central airs it, or did air it, sorry.
I think
like,
that's
constantly.
That's how I saw episodes. Yeah. They would just be like on Comedy Central. I'm like, well, I guess I'll watch Scrubs.
Yeah, there was it was always on right when I got out of school.
Dang, dude. I love school.
School, man.
Dude, school rocks.
What's that doctor school?
I'm actually, this is a fun fact about me. Since I am 17 years old, I am still technically in school. But
you gotta study, man.
I'm in middle school. I have not done well.
That went from being like, wow, that was pretty good too. Nope, that's bad. 17 years old, middle school is not good.
It's not good, but it's not bad.
Yes, it is.
I have been told that people learn at their own pace. You know?
Part of your senior project.
And I have
this podcast.
this is my thesis. This podcast. They're like, what if I just give you 50 hours of me kind of talking about nothing? And they're like, I guess that's fine. This is just me proving I do not know what a thesis is. Or anything, ever.
It's the antithesis. Antithesis?
Antithesis. Leif, you gotta edit in some intelligence.
Can you take out that part where I don't know what the word for med school is? Or can you just loop it a bunch of times?
I used to.
And put a beat to it?
I used to work right near a med school. Mm-hmm. But my job was I worked in a Subway sandwich shop inside of a gas station. So then I'd have to see all these like young
turducken of
fish. Yeah. It's like No. It's the worst point of my life. I was at a Subway inside of an Exxon in Albany, New York. Like the saddest place you could be. And while I worked there, I got addicted to Vault brand soda and scratch-off lottery tickets.
You became what you were.
I was just like, I just fully realized my shitty white trash life.
I love that.
It was horrible. But I would just see all these med students, and one day my old roommate came in because she was like, there was like a grad school over there too, and she was like studying to be a psychologist. And she was like, so what's up with you? I was like, kind of just here, like a lot, like too often. I also work at the mall. Fuck. What are you, trying to be a psychologist? Nice. Great. I love that about you. I'm also doing well. Okay, I'm going to go cry in the walk-in. I'll see you later.
Oh, man, if you haven't had a good cry in the walk-in, what are you doing?
No.
Oh, I've definitely worked in many restaurants, many many weeping moments and freakouts in the walk-in.
Oh yeah,
you're like, they can't hear me screaming here,
but they can.
Yeah, but they can't hear you. They can hear you scream.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm shocked I never got fired from that Subway because I did almost nothing. Like so
that's
much.
All you have to do.
Yeah, you just go in there. You like vaguely make some sandwiches. You don't steal the money, and they're like, "You're fine, I guess."
Yeah, absolutely.
We would play tomato hockey, which was just smacking a tomato back and forth with brooms.
Oh no, I think I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it didn't take a lot to explain, but that was fun. We had an elaborate system because this was when Subway had like.
Tomato hockey.
We play tomato hockey, which if you don't understand because you're dumb, is hitting a tomato back and forth.
Somebody from med school is like, I don't get it. What is it?
Someone at doctor school is like, what's up? We had an elaborate system to steal points.
There's a thing
where you would like buy a sandwich and get some points and you have to swipe a card.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going to go. Because it was at one point, all three people that lived in my apartment, we all worked at the same Subway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like me, the singer of my band, and our buddy who ended up like just like coming with us,
mm-hmm.
Rhodey. Like, he's not fucking. He's just like, ah, you came. But we were all like, well, we're gonna go on tour for like 3 weeks. We need
sandwiches.
We need sandwich points. So we had this elaborate system of cards because you could only swipe the one card 3 times a day. So we we all had like 10 cards in our back pocket every day, and we'd steal.
Uh-huh.
And we went on this whole tour around the country, and we found exactly one Subway location that took points because you didn't have to do it.
Oh my God.
So we did all this thing, and
what
then
year were they not taking points?
This was 2010.
Oh wow. Okay. So it was like newer, maybe?
I think.
I feel like they all take them now.
Yeah. But this is the thing where we're like, yeah, we got all these points. We're getting free sandwiches. But I was also like, I don't want to eat these fucking sandwiches.
Yeah,
I hate
them.
But then I had to do it. And now I'm a doctor on Scrubs. I'm cut out with a TV show. Y'all can both be on it. It's called Scrubs 2. And it doesn't have anything to do with the original.
The re-scrubbing.
Yeah. It's just doctors.
It's like Troll 2, just a new,
it is a completely
new.
Different new movie. Oh, man, I love Troll 2.
Me too.
So much.
Oh, man.
Have you ever seen Troll 2, Leif?
Nope.
Oh, widely known as the worst movie ever made.
Oh, that is right up my alley.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
If you like The Room, but want there to be more goop, then Troll 2 is for you.
Yep, mm-hmm. It is.
Perfect.
Cool.
And were there trolls?
Not really.
No, goblins.
Yeah, more
goblins
than troll.
It was goblins because it was Nilbog backwards. It's goblins was the big reveal. I just spoiled it for you. You'll be mad.
You'll be fine.
Come on. No, I mean, what's the point? Really?
And you don't have to see Troll to understand Troll 2.
Nope.
Everyone knows that.
Any point line at all?
Yeah, nothing.
Zero.
Nothing?
They just wanted to use the name to get more viewers.
Because you know how famous the movie Troll is.
Never heard of it.
Yep.
Cool.
And then Troll 2 is just bad, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know how movies are supposed to be good?
This one.
Well, this one
is great.
It's bad. It's actually bad.
So bad, it's great. So Scrubs.
Have, other than Zach Braff, well, actually, I feel like Donald Faison has maybe done some stuff, but has anyone from Scrubs done anything since Scrubs?
John C. McGinley, he's been in some stuff.
He's
on another show on TV. Is it still running? I don't know. He's also a very good serious actor. He's just like a great actor.
Yeah, I think he was like a pretty...
He's a great dad.
He's a great dad?
Yeah.
In real life or just on TV?
In real life.
He's a great father, loves his kids. But yeah,
big fan.
Was kind of like a guy, he was like a bigger actor before this, or like he had
been.
Yes,
yeah. He had other stuff.
So
who else?
I don't know. Elliot, nothing.
No, the janitor did well.
Love
I feel
it.
Like he's been in some other
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you know what? I think he's been on something.
Yeah.
You know what? I take back my question. There's no Scrubs curse.
No.
It's not like Seinfeld, in
no.
which up until Veep, like nothing really
mm-hmm.
had happened for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was that one sitcom that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was on that I've never met anyone that's ever watched. The
I
New
mean,
Adventures
sit on
of
your
Old Christine.
Oh, right.
Did you watch that, Leif?
I saw a bunch of episodes, and it was fine. It was interesting. But, yeah, nothing compared to Veep. Veep is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Veep sounds great.
What about Reba? You ever watch that? It's Reba McEntire's sitcom.
Because just naming things my dad likes to watch.
Yeah, The New Adventures of Old Christine and Reba.
Yeah, pretty much. He likes anything produced by the guy who does like Two and a Half Men.
Oh. Fucking what's his old ass name?
I don't know.
That's fine.
Or what's that one that everybody hates? That's like
Big Bang
Three
Theory?
Nerds. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He likes that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just for
yeah
people who are like, I like to watch TV, but I don't want to be invested in it at all.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Two and a Half Men. It mm-hmm. wasn't actually half of a man. It was just a child.
Actual, yeah.
It was a boy. That's it. I thought it would be someone cut in half. And I didn't know if it would be long ways or at the waist.
It would be better. I think just like, yeah, a pair of pants walking around.
I think it'd be really funny if it was someone completely down the middle. So you could like see all of their internal organs on Ooh. One side. I think that'd be...
Do you learn about their body? Or
nope. No? They just walk just around dark. Like they're regular. They're like, hey, how are you, half of Kevin? Or whatever. I think it's very fun.
Chuck Lorre.
Chuck Lorre.
Lorre. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lorre.
Yes.
That's my kind of guy.
That's my dad's kind of guy.
That's your dad's kind of guy.
Yeah.
Listen, he's no Bill Lawrence.
He's Bill.
The guy who...
I don't know what Bill's doing.
That's the guy who... Produce Scrubs.
Oh.
He's the
cool.
executive producer.
Okay.
Creator.
The creator. That's the word I was trying to find out the entire time.
That pen is going real close.
I know.
It's a lot of gesticulating.
I'm trying to stab Leif with
Bill
the pen.
Bill Lawrence. After Dark.
But yeah,
I can't do this all on my own.
Because?
I'm no Superman.
Is he dead?
I don't think so.
I just meant in the bit you were doing. No, I think he's created other stuff. I just couldn't. I don't know anything. The
yeah,
thing is
really
that Scrubs is like one of those things where I'm like, I feel like I know a lot of people who have watched it, but I feel like I don't know a lot of fans.
Of Bill Lawrence?
Of Scrubs.
Oh.
Like, I feel like people are like, I like it. But there's no one that's like, Scrubs
no.
is my favorite TV
oh,
show.
Oh, there are tons of super fans, especially back in the day.
Those fucking freaks.
People would give it up. For, yeah, yeah,
when,
yeah.
Yeah, when it was out, real. A lot of people, huge
yes.
fans.
But
yes.
do you think it's one of those things that have like, it's like, it was huge when it was out, and then mm-hmm. now everyone's kind of like, oh yeah, Scrubs happened.
Hmm.
Or am I just, do I just not talk to enough people about Scrubs in general?
I think we're just a product of this culture now that wouldn't really allow for a television show like that to exist now anyway, just because everything's moving away from that and everything's kind of getting chopped up, everything's fast. You kind of like, we're kind of just I don't know, that article covered it, the one that just came out. I can't remember who, everything's a blur because we read so much
yeah.
shit all day long and everything's like, oh, I saw a lot of great stuff today, amazing content, but it's all a blur.
It's all
me.
Gone already.
Yeah. yeah. And there was an article about that. It just came out and it was great. And I don't remember anything about it except that it
was good.
Yeah, it
raised a lot of good points.
It was just another great thing that I saw today, and now everything is gray to me.
I read an article today, and it was fine, and now I'm here.
Yeah.
That's kind of what life is like now,
mm-hmm.
which I think is nice. I like it because I don't have to think anymore. I just let other people tell me what to think. And if someone goes, you read this thing? I go, yeah, it was great. I didn't fucking read it. There's no fucking way I read anything.
I didn't read Cat Person. I did read Cat Person, but... Right? That's another thing that, yeah, people are like, read this thing and think about it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, fucking no way.
There's just so many things.
I'm not going to read and think. You know? It's kind of, I'm kind of one or the other right now. I'm like, I can think for a while, but that'll be it.
I do not think about it. Yeah, that's true. I don't really think anymore. I read things and then I read other people's opinions on those things ad nauseum until I'm like, did I ever have a thought about this?
Yeah, do I care?
Yeah.
I like to, like, I'll, like, go see a movie and I'll just be like, this movie was good, and then I'll like read a review. It's like, this is all the symbolism of the movie. I'm like, I feel like I missed 100% of this, like all of it. And then I'm just like, yeah, I guess this movie hates women. I didn't realize when I just saw it and liked it. There are some movies that you can tell that they do not like women, and I will admit that.
There are some of those.
Listen, I just saw the movie Den of Thieves, and that movie does not like women. I'll tell you that. It's about a bunch of boys stealing stuff. And eating. A lot of eating is going on in that movie.
Sounds like a den of thieves to me.
After the movie, like we were all just like, ah, yeah. We're just like in the subway. We're like, well, this truly is a den of thieves. Just the whole night. And that's, you can do that. You guys, you know what? from the podcast. You guys can take that home with you.
Oh, that's a fun little bit.
Not you, Leif. I meant the listeners.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus sorry. Christ.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Get your sorry. Shit together, man.
Bowing his head in defeat.
Now you have to kill yourself with a samurai sword. You've disgraced your family?
Bill Lawrence.
Thank you, Carmen.
We've gone. We've gone out of control.
What else there to say about Scrubs?
Yeah, I feel like there's not much to... I feel like that's the thing. Is that he's holding up the derailment sign. There's not much to say about Scrubs, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I think there's so much to say. I watched some clips today and I cried.
Did you cry?
Yeah. It's a very emotional show for me. There are like pieces, bits and pieces that, yeah,
there
really
are
bring
stakes.
Back things.
There are
yeah.
some stakes. And it's also, I think we're about the same age. Like when yeah. it was there, that's like, yeah, that was like middle school, high school, a little bit of college. So it's like, mm-hmm. That was a huge span of like.
I think you're much younger than me.
Really?
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
But it came out in 2001. Oh, yeah, high school. Yeah.
Oh, 2001? Okay, so yeah, it was
okay,
high school and college
start
then.
Until,
so it wasn't
yeah,
middle school.
End of high school, college for me, really.
I just want everyone to know I'm very young. 17 years old. I look like shit for 17. But pretty good for 52. All right, well, that hurts too, Leif. You have that little whimper into the mic like that. Like, I don't look good for 52. I'm a very hot 52-year-old.
Remember when you worked at Subway?
Oh, God.
I love
Wait, what did you call
you?
It? A sad turducken?
A turducken of failure. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No,
as I was saying it, I was like, I want to
no,
say it.
No, it's true.
But
I'm in.
So
I'm
but
in
I've also worked. I've worked at like a mall, Victoria's Secret. Like, we've all been there.
Guys, I've worked in a skate shop for 5 years.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's actually cool.
That's like, fine. Right, that's like a fine job. Cool. Then was it like a real cool. skate shop or was it like a.
We made skateboards.
You like
you
made the wood and skateboards?
Oh, yeah.
We got like a. We got. They were the. The wood was cut, but again, we would just put, all we did was we put the grip tape. Some of them we put the graphic on the bottom, and yeah. then we assembled the trucks and wheels.
So, like, in like a factory, though?
Kind of. It was a warehouse, and we would get all the stuff delivered, and we would just do it in there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but we listed real things.
Yeah, I worked at a Subway
like,
inside of a gas station.
Yeah, minimum wage inside of a mall that hated me. You're like, yeah, I used to be a professional skateboarder.
Oh, no, that no, I can't ride a skateboard for my life.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
no,
you built skateboards.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
like a fun job.
Years.
Yeah,
put
it's like a
grip
Vice
tape
job. They're never going to come to Vice and study
like, hey,
us playing.
What's it like to work at a fucking Subway station, Subway inside of a gas station?
Here, I'm just trying to relate. Now I'm just getting,
you
I'm just getting bullied.
You're getting bullied for being cool. It's not it's nothing to complain about.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I'm okay with this. Yeah,
gripping
yeah.
a skateboard is very fun and cool. And it's not like...
The first few times, yeah.
I guess, yeah. I guess if you're doing it 8 hours a day, that mm-hmm. kind of sucks.
Yeah. yeah. Mm.
I sold underwear to children.
Me too, but not a store, baby. I've been to jail. I have gone to jail.
I'm in jail right now.
Well, that's not very nice.
I can't wait to
it's
record
my apartment.
I can't wait to record this I can't wait to record this podcast over the phone from jail.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is my
yeah.
one call. They let it go on for a while.
Yeah, this so is nice really this is one quarter? 'Cause this is unbelievable. This sounds great too for being
jail. Great acoustics.
Oh. Hey, here's the thing about me. I'm trying to break into jail. I love the place.
It's acoustics.
That place rules. They give you food.
But you're just too good. You can't get in. You're too good.
They're like, get out. We love you. Oh. And all the guards kiss me. And I'm like, come on. You don't want to be in here. It's jail. And I go, no, come on. I want to. Listen, I saw Paddington 2, and it made jail look very fun.
The bear movie?
The bear movie.
And there's jail in like the Paddington bear movie?
In the Paddington 2 movie, there's jail. And it's a true indictment on the prison industrial complex.
Paddington getting deep.
Paddington gets so deep. I don't have the time to go into how good Paddington 2 was. But I'm telling you right now, on the podcast, 5 stars, I cried. I haven't cried in 2 years.
Did it really make you cry?
I cried 7 tears. I counted them. I cried 7 tears at Paddington 2 at the end.
Okay.
100% recommend. Everyone in the room, everyone on the podcast, go see Paddington 2. Tell me how many tears you cried. He's a charming
Little Bear.
I'm not going to lie. I saw a lot of previews, and it looks fun.
It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm. Do I need to see the first one? Is it like Troll?
You don't need to see the first one.
Troll 1, 2.
But it'll help make a few things make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one's on Netflix.
Okay.
So you can watch Paddington.
I'm actually not going to do it. I don't know why I'm like leading you on if I'm going to ever watch these.
Here's the thing.
I'm like, yeah, go on.
I'm going to need you. There's homework now.
No.
Go watch Paddington.
Uh-huh.
And then go to the movie theater and watch Paddington 2.
God damn it.
And if you want to have
That's a real movie pass viewing that you saw.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I 100% saw it because I have movie pass. But I recommend it. And if you want to have the full Mike Abruzzi viewing of Paddington 2, make sure there is a mentally handicapped man yelling the entire screening. Because that's what happened when I saw it. And we did not realize why he was yelling for a long time.
Was he okay?
I think this is just a thing that he does.
Oh, okay.
He seemed to be there with a group.
And they were like, this is a good place for him to be because we know he yells.
Yeah, he yells and talks a lot and kind of makes a lot of mucus-based noises.
Oh, that's fun for everybody.
It was fun. It was good.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you know where I want to see?
And you still cried.
And I still cried. That's how good it was.
Okay. That's a great plug for PB2.
Everyone, this will be the last TV-based episode of TV Casualty. Check back in next week. Paddington Casualty. We're only talking Paddington, baby. We love the bear and we love you. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Scrubs? I feel like
so much, but no.
Yeah. I feel like we didn't even have a chance to get into it because I don't know anything about it. And I was just like, no one likes it. And you're like, everyone likes it. And I'm like, well, okay. I've been wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you guys fucking...
Has a musical episode. I think it won a couple Emmys or something.
I mean,
I don't know what the awards are.
It was great. And it really could just be its own podcast.
Yeah.
Scrubs
there's so much.
Because there's,
especially 9 seasons. I didn't know about that last season.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. There's a lot. There's a lot going in there.
I'm so sorry. I feel like I did Scrubs dirty on this one. I feel like I did wrong by Scrubs.
Scrubs forgives you.
I just know a lot about it. That's most of the time. It's you're fine.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great episode. Do you have anything you want to plug before we wrap this up?
Ooh,
it comes out
tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow. Bill Lawrence.
I just don't want everyone to know that I do not have a backlog of episodes. So if I ever get sick, I'm gonna die.
It's my website, carmenlegala.com. That has any stand-up dates at Carmstagrams on Instagram.
Great follow.
Thank you so much. I have a lot of fun on there. Yeah.
And that's it? Beautiful.
Comes out tomorrow. I know, I'm like blanking. Should I say shows?
You can say shows. We have a big listenership.
Okay.
In Dubai. Will you be there?
Oh, no.
No, but I don't think anyone from Dubai listens.
That'd be incredible.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We do have a few listeners in Australia if you're going to be there anytime soon.
I wish. No.
All right. Just, I guess, America then.
If you build it on Sunday at UCB East, that's at 7:30. That's a fun show. And
go to your website. That's where all the shows probably are.
Yeah,
right?
That's where they're at.
Perfect. You can MicahBrucey.com. Don't go there, actually. There's nothing there. There's nothing there for you.
You build a site?
I have a site, but there's like, I don't update it. I don't put a calendar on there.
Oh, update it. I mean, nobody's looking at my website.
Yeah,
but
no one's looking at websites. I do pay for it every month, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I pay for the damn domain name.
Yes.
So I guess, at Mike Abruzzi on everything. I'm really frazzled in this episode, and I apologize. I have not had any caffeine today, and it's bad. I know. I'm going to pull my eyeball out with a fucking wrench.
I have a knife.
That's not a wrench.
Okay.
I will also use pliers.
I can get both.
Thank
Give
you
me
so
like
much.
5 minutes.
No. Oily stick.
Oh, I would love an oily stick.
Call
oh
back.
My God.
Good call
fucking
back.
Brought it all
call
back. Find me on all social media at oily stick. No, I'm at Mike Abruzzi on everything. You go to brainmachinenetwork.com for all the other podcasts that producer Leif produces. I got my own little page on there now for the podcast, and that's it. Yeah. Send me money on Venmo.
Yes, please. Also, brainmachinenetwork.com. Follow me at said Leif. And actually, no, I don't see, now I'm like, I usually don't do this.
Yeah.
So I just bad habit. Follow me on Instagram because I actually do that at Bear With Leaf. And then also BrainMachineNetwork.com. I already said like 5 times, but I'll say it again.
BrainMachineNetwork.com.
That's a fun bump.
I like that. I like that's pretty good. I'm definitely going to use that. And then Narcissistas, we're doing a live. I'm doing a live show. We're going to record the Narcissus podcast
Do
live.
Not plug anyone else's podcast
March
on my
3rd
podcast.
At 7:30 at Pine Box in Brooklyn, New York.
Nice.
You should come check out.
Am I a guest on it?
Define guest.
I'm going to.
Mike Brucey will be in the room.
Yeah, you fucking bet I won't. I'm standing outside the room and not letting anyone in. I also got pins made for the show. Who fucking cares? DM me on Instagram or if you want me to send one. I'll send one to you in the mail if you send me a dollar. Or see me on the street and I'll give you one from my purse. Cool. That's it. All right. Thanks you so much. Thanks you so much. We'll see you next week. I need a,
what have we done?
I need a soda. All right. Good night. Bye. I love you.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.